Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and welcome to the show. I'm excited tonight. I have a really good friend, and he has a part of his life that a lot of people don't know, but he shared it with me before, and he's going to share it with us tonight. He's been on our show before, and we'll talk about that toward the end of the show. But this is Michael, and Michael is an entrepreneur, a spiritual being that has spiritual concepts that he shares in his business and his personal life and uses. And he got those concepts and he got that experience by one of the ways that I know that he does what he does with spirituality. I'm going to just put it like this and I'll let him go into it more, is that he had a near-death experience when he was a child. And I said, Michael, tell us what happened. What did you see? Where'd you go? And Michael, welcome to the show again. And it's an honor to have you. And I had people texting me, emailing me, saying, I got to listen to that. And I go, yep. And your question is, are they spiritual? Most of us are. So feel free to say anything you want on the show. But you had a near-death experience. And how old were you? And how did it start? And where did you go? Not necessarily in that order, but whatever you feel comfortable starting with. And welcome. I said that
right. All right, well, I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show again. Well, what happened to me many, many eons ago, I was 3 years old when I had my near-death experience. And I was a sick lad. And I'll kind of back up a little bit. When I was three, I had a temp that was up over 106, and I just, like, passed out, and I had pneumonia, and they had to dump me in a tub of ice, and once I passed out, I was, like, gone.
Wow.
It was one of those time periods when I had passed out. I found myself, like, on another side, it was like a place. It was a nice place. It was a very gentle place. There was a lot of lights around, and there was a rock, you know. And if you follow rocks, are solid pieces that tie you, that can ground you. And I met with Christ, and I had my angels that were around. And I was really upset. I was upset because I had a soul agreement. I had a soul contract. And at that point in time, I was told, son, sit down. Take as much time as you need. And I sat down on a rock. And I was upset. I was upset because the things that I was looking to do, things I wanted to do, was not happening. Now, you go figure. When you're 3 years old, I guess you haven't conquered the world yet, and you're kind of upset that you haven't. So I wanted to change certain things around, and I was able to look at my agreement, my record, my contract, and I wanted to make some alterations. I wanted to make some changes. And I was allowed to do that. And I was not still satisfied at that time. Now, a lot of this at 3 years old, when you have this experience, on the other side, it's like you know all, you feel all, you have unlimited amount of wisdom. There's not people or energies or angels that are talking to you in the sense that we use our vocal cords to communicate. It's like a thought process. You automatically know what the other people are saying, and you communicate through thought, and you just know. You have that inner feeling of understanding what's being said, and you're understanding what you're communicating. And so I had an opportunity at that time to make some adjustments to my plan. And I was also reminded that while making the adjustments to my plan, that I had agreed to sign up for Next Lifetime. And if you believe in different incarnations, that you've had past life relationships, and I mean, we're all souls that have been around, some young, some old, and I was considered, and I am considered an old soul. And I was reminded by my angels at that time that I had agreed for certain things, certain outcomes, and I was not to change those, that I was to make sure that I stay true to that. And when I woke up, I was in the hospital bed in like a little children's unit, and then I went back to sleep. And one of the things that I remember when I went back to sleep was that I would have the ability throughout my life to be able to access certain things, certain thoughts, certain images, certain reminders that would be in my aura. And I asked not to have the gift to be a light bearer, like a psychic, you know, someone who can see other people's lives. I asked for not that because that was going to require a lot of responsibility. And I have a lot of respect for those that do that because their mind and their body and their souls, and they have to be in fine attunement. And it takes a lot to do that and to be very effective and to do it well. So I didn't want that. Right. I didn't want that burden. I called it a burden. I didn't want that responsibility. But synchronicities that you would get, signs, my sense is heightened, you know, to where I asked to have signs to be able to help navigate me throughout my life. And I asked to be able to access it, to remember certain things and to have confirmations. One of the things that I had asked for was 7. I was to remember that all things equal 7. Colors. Synchronicities, to understand and that when synchronicities happen, you have a confirmation by a feeling. And the feelings are always going to associate knowing something that's coming or the feeling that you're on the right track. People would say they get the aha moments and they just have that gut feeling. Well, I asked to have different experiences that would surround me throughout my life to let me know that I'm on the right track. From 3 to 7, I also was very ill, and I became ill once again, and I still wasn't unhappy. I was that things weren't going as fast as I wanted them to go. And remember, you know, you're 3, and then you're 5, and you're 6, you know, and you have these issues or like pneumonia, and I had asthmatic attacks and stuff, and that was just debilitating, and I had to have medical medicine. I don't know how old everyone is, but I'm closer to 50 than I am 40, and it was a vaporizer that had medicine in it. And every time I had an asthmatic attack, I remembered, okay, here we go. I'm going to have these dreams. I'm going to have these encounters, and would argue, would have dialogue. And I was still angry. You know, a lot of times when young souls, when children are very angry or are sick, a lot of times their souls are, you know, not wanting to be here. They're fighting certain elements. Right. There's a lot of different things that occur during those times. And I was not happy. So the last time that I actually had one of those visitations, I was really nudged. You either continue to do what you said you were going to do, or, and I knew what or was going to be. It was one of those alternatives, those little alternative clauses that you put in on these contracts that, you know, you all have free will. Well, in my contract, when I wrote in, my free will is whether I go willingly or I go kicking and screaming. And that or was kicking and screaming, and I chose not to do that. And so throughout my life, I remembered certain elements that I would encounter. I had these dreams or these I call them deja vus. That you can be driving around a sunny day and you get a deja vu. It's like, oh, wow, I've been here before. And you know, for me, that was always an indicator. For an example, 14. I was to remember that at 14, the significant was going to happen. My father passed away when I was 14. Okay? Now, you divide two into 14, you get 7, right? All things equal 7.
Right.
My father passed away when he was 52. All
wow.
things equal 7. So when I
hold on a second. Wait, you're saying that you asked for, I'm so sorry, because I've known you for a long time, and this is just clicking with me. So your dad died at 52, 2 plus 5 is 7. You got it at 14, 2 divided into 14 is 7. You ask for certain feelings to come to let you know, and so you get the deja vu, or you've been there before, or you would feel it in your heart, your soul, in your physical body that something was getting ready to happen. Is that the you didn't want to be psychic, but you wanted those things to know that you were on the right track? Is that right, that you were honoring your soul agreement, or you knew that something was getting ready to happen? Did I hear that right? Is that what you're telling me? That is amazing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I didn't want the gift, and when I call the gift, a spiritual psychic reader, I'm gonna throw this 2 cents in, is one that's in tune with the gift, their body,
right.
their mind, they're in tune, and that requires a lot of work, requires a lot of responsibility. Okay, I didn't want that. I just didn't want to. I didn't want to do that. Now, I did want to have the gift for helping myself, not being selfish, not being self-centered. But I realized that when you choose to walk with that gift, your life is very unique. And I had enough in my soul agreement, my soul contract, that I didn't want to add that to my plate. So that's why, to clarify that, that's why I chose not to have that gift. But
okay.
I did have enough to where synchronicities, I could understand where things were going. I would have a lot of deja vus growing up, and I did. I had quite a few that would alert me that I'm on the right track, that I'm here, that I'm, you know, getting ready to experience certain different things at that point in time. So, and I also had a lot of dreams and a lot of my deja vus when I was younger, because, you know, when you're younger and you're not in a full adult with a lot of responsibilities, you tend to be more open. You know, you had more time. You could walk around the park or something like that and hang out all day long, and, you know, you're open. You get more experiences. You can feel different things. As you get older, you know, you have more responsibilities and more things that pull you in different directions. Your feelings, your emotions. You get married.
Right.
Children and stuff of that nature. So, but that's what happened to me when I was younger, and it helped, you know. During that time period, I also knew that I was going to get into certain aspects, certain relationships. I did not want to relive certain past lives that I had experienced, that I remembered. I was very angry, as I mentioned, as a young child when I had these experiences, because I was a very brilliant person at different lifetimes that I've had and some very horrible people in different lifetimes that I've had that I remembered. And
right.
There are certain things that I, and you can experience some of these things as we have these physical bodies now and we have issues that we need to overcome. Everyone has a lesson. Some are a little longer, some are shorter. One of my true lessons, and I'm in Therese Church here, you know, I'm telling it all tonight. You know,
yeah, it's good. Please.
One of my huge lessons this lifetime was one to, you know, kind of like knocking wood, a tie of loose ends. There were different souls that I had agreed to make it right, to fix certain problems, certain issues. If you harm one particular soul and they agree to work out those particular issues, anger, disappointment, you know, whatever those types of issues, because different issues you get a chance to pick. And some, if you don't learn previous lives, you come back and it's part of tying up loose ends is what I would call it. So tying up loose ends was going to be the first half of my life. The second half of my life was to experience what we all had want to experience at different lifetimes, but there are certain degrees of experiences, and that is love. That is either, I call it unconditional love, which you've heard before.
Right.
You've heard everyone say, I love you unconditional. But there are certain kinds of unconditional. There's humanitarian love, where you want to, you know, help people. You want to build something. You want to leave a legacy. There is what you call it's more like a spiritual love, where you want to be a spiritual teacher. You love life, and you want to empower people. You want to have a great calling in life, and you want to inspire millions. You want to make the world a better place. And then
right.
You have another side of love that is love of just pure love, relationships, relationship love, the love that you experience between two parties, and it binds you. And those are the spiritual loves that you agree to before you incarnate. And it's strong. It's bonding. When I was younger, I remembered that, and it was very well shown to me, that was the love that I had agreed to. The last half of my life, meaning, you know, first half you do these things, second half you do this, and the last half is this life, this time that I'm in now. One, because I'm older, I'm more mature, I'm afraid, I don't want to get hit by a 2x4 because, you know, remember what I always said, I am so willing or I go kicking and screaming. Those are my two free wills. I choose to make life a little easier for myself, okay? But
mm-hmm.
It is that. It is a relationship love. And what does that mean? That means love that is, you spiritually, you sign that contract and you agree. Because there are several different opportunities that you have because other parties have free will. But trust me, you know, knock on wood, the universe is great. And they have a lot of resources at its disposal, okay?
Right.
And that love is unbinding. It is binding. It ties you. I asked to experience and to see, so I could recognize what that would look like, not feel. I didn't ask to feel it. I asked to be able to recognize it. When I did my internship, I'm working on becoming a mental health practitioner. I had an opportunity to meet a particular soul, and his name was John, and he was 106 years old, and his wife, who passed away, was 96, okay? And when I met with John, we would talk, and my job as an intern was to do activities. And he shared with me how he met his wife. And his wife was his first love. And when she passed away, even though they were in this retirement home together, when she passed away, he said, "I'm not far behind her." And I was like, "Wow, okay." But as a young guy, I'm like, "Okay, that sounds great, wonderful," you know. So when I graduated and I got into practice as a therapist, I went back to my place where I grew up, and a good friend of mine, I met with him, and his name was Anton, and he shared with me that his parents had passed away. His mom had passed away first. And I was like, "Man, I'm sorry about that. You know, how's your dad?" He says, "Well, he's not doing too well at this point in time. Okay? But he won't be that far." And when I had an opportunity to meet with his father and just to give my condolences, and he said, "I lost my greatest love. I'm not that far behind." And those were some examples of what that binding love that my angels at the time made me remember, made me what I asked to experience this lifetime at this stage of my life. That love to where your mate is your friend, is your confidant. You have a not only a mutual agreement to be with one another, but it's a spiritual connection. And that spiritual connection is binding. And a lot of times people want to agree to experience that in one lifetime, and some don't. And my angels at the time made me realize that, you know, you can go kicking, screaming, or you go willingly. And at this stage of my life, I choose to go willingly. So that's what happened to me.
That is amazing, Michael. You go ahead. I'm interrupted, but I want to ask one question because I'm, like, listening to you. I've known him for years, you guys, but you know what? I'm be easier when you and I talk. The way we talk, I'm be more sweeter. I promise you from now on, okay? Yeah, you're like, "Yeah, sure, three." But you said that you asked for certain things, hints to be given to you. Certain deja vu, certain moments. So when you got the two people, 106, 1 plus 6 is 7, right? And that's cool. You know what I mean? The guy died at 106 years old. Man, I did not, that's amazing. And, you know, so, and then, but you got, he said that comment to you, and you got that twice with two different situations. But you knew that was your, like, "Hey, I got a nudge here. I'm going to honor it." That's how you knew, correct? That's amazing.
Yeah.
Huh. And you got that on the other side. When you were there, you were 3 years old, but you're this big soul and who has a three-year-old lifetime. You also said something else. You said that we prepare for other lifetimes. So you're incarnating again, which I get. And so what you do in this lifetime, we always talk about karma. But really, we think of karma sometimes as negative, but it's positive too. So what you're doing this lifetime is putting next lifetime is building for next lifetime as well, correct? In a good in good stuff, right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Did I understand that right? Okay.
Seeding next lifetime. Some of the life lessons that you agree to, and they're bigger than the norm. It has more weight on it. Here's an example. I can't get her out of my mind. You know? And guys can make comments on that. Okay? I'm in love. I can't get her off my mind. Or ladies, he means the world to me. When you start having those types of feelings and emotions, okay, those are some of the signs that you can really grasp that this is it. Now, different agreements can last 5 years, 10 years. It all depends on what your contract is. But when you have that moment to where that other person is occupying a lot of your time and your attention, that is one sign to know that this may be the one that I really need to pay more attention to. And I'm a firm believer that when you pay attention to it, your answers will come. Your answers will know just what you need to do with this particular person, just how to interact with this particular person. You're giving those signs because you've been there before. It's the question of whether you're going to listen or not. And remember, love, here's something that was shared with me many, many years ago. Some of the greatest things that you ever have in this world that's more precious than gold is free. And you're given it, and it's your mind, and how you exercise that, and how you relate to that. Some of the most beautiful things, love is free. The most priceless things, free. And it has great joy. And that's what we should really honor. So when you have those feelings and those emotions, it is not to throw it at the whim of the wind, but to recognize that this is something that should be honored. This is something I need to pay attention to. The things that you use money for, don't get me wrong, I can wait. Everybody needs money. It makes our lives a lot easier. But if your car breaks down, you get it fixed. If it's too much, you go get a new one. You see, you can replace it. The physical object things can, some things can be replaced. But the things you get for free, you'll have that spiritual connection to it, and it will be something to where you're like, I need to pay attention to this. I can't get her off my mind. I can't get him off my mind. This is not being strong. There's something deeper. I really miss this person. And then you know those are some of the signs that are more physical, that are more visible, that you can see and people can experience because they transcend. Now, you have more complicated things that can pop up, but those are more for individual souls with different agreements, because some people can have an Einstein setup agreement where they want to experience everything that you can imagine, and they want to conquer it all. And then some just have one or two life lessons that they want to work out. So,
wow. You know, you guys, that are listening now, who will download it later, Michael, we all have challenges and we overcome them, as you're saying. But you took care of a lot of people, with handicapped or challenged adults, and in the first part of your life, and now you're starting a new part. Did you plan this in your soul agreement to have this kind of great business that you're creating? You've been working on it. And I got a better understanding now why you have never given up. Was this something that you wanted to do on a bigger level than just, making money? Is it something that you enjoyed? What's the soul agreement with this, with your amazing magazine? And tell us a little bit about that, because is that a sole agreement? First question, I want to know, okay, because I've never asked you that, but I'm curious.
Yeah, it is. When I had my conference, you know, my little sit down with my peeps, I call them that, at that time, I asked to remember certain elements. And the magazine that, the media magazine, is that. It's taken different forms to get to where it is. And in Akinwood, it's going to take on a different, other form. It is using the resources that are here available that this lifetime, but it is designed to give the world a little bit of paradise, a little bit of love, to help take your mind off of things. Now, grant you, this in this world that we live in, there are certain elements of things that are not perfect, and there are certain elements of the things that are perfect. And they'll be different. You know, things next year, two, three, or four, the technology and the experiences that are will be available. What I mean by experiences, I'm talking about the technology that we are using now.
Right.
Will enhance the media magazine for its capabilities. So the magazine is part of that. When I was to remember certain elements, casino, magazine, paradise, different words to remember. The magazine is called Lucky Paradise Casinos. You're always lucky with paradise. And it is a global media magazine for pure entertainment. That's all it is. You know, and it is worldwide, and it encompasses things that over in Europe, overseas, people like online casinos. Well, the site is not a casino site, but it has casino operators that are known around the world that are more present over in Europe, because
right,
that's what they like. Okay? Here in the U.S., we like articles. We like to read about stuff. We like to read about things that we experience, TV articles, relationship articles, Therese's work and body of work. We like to read about people, what's going on in their lives. And so it is designed to give readers information about, you know, billionaire yachts and million-dollar homes and living in the Hamptons or shopping in Beverly Hills or travel to the Caribbean islands. It is a little different. It is nothing more than entertainment, but it is set up to give the world a little bright spot and to celebrate one of the most beautiful creatures that God has placed on this earth is the woman. And it is to celebrate and to honor the beauty of what God created in a woman, as well as the mind of a woman. And it has a lot of that. So some of the most beautiful people that you would find from around the world. And it's just pure entertainment, so that you get on there, you take a look, you relax. You may find an article on, if you like, Gunsmoke. Maybe there's something there for everybody, or what it would feel like if you owned your own million-dollar jet, or how would you spend $3 million planning your wedding? I mean, it's what is the most expensive apartment that's in New York? It's a $150 million apartment, 20,000 square foot. It is being able to shut the world off for 30 seconds, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, however long, and just find a little bit of paradise. And then what that is all about. So that's what that is designed to do.
guys that are listening now who will download it later, it is an amazing magazine. There is something for everybody, for foodies, for people that want to know about lifestyles, like he was telling, because Michael's all about lifestyle, and he lives, eating, and breathes it, and he's also super spiritual. So one holds hands with the other. And then it's got, I like it because it's got interesting articles about the 10 most handsome men and the 10 most beautiful women. You know, but it is not, it is just interesting. And you're right, for just a brief moment you can be there and in, and see what the, you know, other, how things that you always wanted, wondered about, you get answers to. And it's enjoyment, it is. And, you know, I write an article for the relationship, so, and I enjoy it, but there's something for everybody. And Lucky, tell me how to find your magazine. I'm not going to do it. You're here, and we're fortunate to have you. How can you find it and look at it?
You can find it. You can Google it, or you can find it on Facebook. It's LuckyParadiseCasinos.com, www.LuckyParadiseCasinos.com. You're always lucky with paradise. And
that is so
you
cool.
You can find that on any of the search engines. It's last, we go from 30 days to today. Well, it was posted yesterday. We had 1.5 million visitors to the site. The previous month we had 1 million visitors to the site. So we're getting more people coming back. And it's a great piece of work. It's just really good, not because I have anything to do with it, but it is designed to give you a bit of paradise, to just relax, browse through, look through, find different things. And the articles up there are just great. From hip-hop to ballet to country music, fine works of art, and here's the thing, it's worldwide. So the huge following right now is from Brazil, from Poland, Russia, France, and they're coming back and they're reading and they're there. It's a great piece of work. And if you like food from Poland, there's an article up there about some of the great foods from Poland. It's just a good piece of work that just for a couple of minutes a day, you can find a little paradise. And that's the whole goal of it, to give the world a little paradise.
How cool is that, Michael? I love that. And you guys, I've known him for years. He is an amazing soul and taught me about building karma and in a good way. And giving back, you get back maybe not from the person you give to or the situation, but it always comes back to you. Building the barnload of karma. Thank you for that. And you guys that are listening, he is worldwide with this magazine. It is everywhere in the world. There's advertising if you choose to advertise your business, and he's got some cool things there. If they want to advertise with you, how can they do that? Share with us, Michael, because I want that to be stated as well. You're here. I want you to hear it.
Anyone's interested, there's an advertising banner. You can advertise with youradspace.com, and that is the official advertisement section, and they handle all of the ads that for the magazine, youradspacehere.com. And on the magazine site, it's a beautiful banner, and they handle and take processing for the actual advertisement portion of the magazine. You're at spacehere.com.
Well, you know, Michael, thank you for showing us your life and how you got to, you know, taking your spirituality and what the what you've learned, soul agreements, and the second part of your life, the joy that you're giving yourself in building a great work here, and also sharing a little paradise with all of us. You guys, we never really get to see the part, what happens after. And he's taken his situation, his set of circumstances with his near-death experience, and really has built a great life for a few lifetimes, I think. And check out his magazine. Give me a call. Michael's going to be on again. He and I work together, as I said, on a few different things. And he is near and dear to my heart. But this man has the most integrity out of just about everyone I've ever met. And I'm going on too much about that, but he's a lot of integrity. And I appreciate him so very much. Michael, thank you for being on the show, and I mean that. And you guys, our next show, oh, you bet. Your next show is Sunday night at 8:30. And Michael, I will talk to you later. Everybody have a great now, and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/angelcoaches, or you go and not only like us, but you'll like him on his casino, on his Lucky Paradise Casino magazine. It is beautiful. Anyway, take care, everybody. Bye, Michael. I'll give you a call later. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Thank you. Bye.